If quarterback is the most important position on offense, and it is, then pass rusher is the most important spot on the defense. And we saw firsthand here last year what it looks without a good one. The good news is that this year's draft is filled with lots of pass rushers that come in all different shapes and sizes.
Ohio State's Joey Bosa is a 6'6", 275-pound missile who plays with exceptional power off the edge. Most rookie pass rushers come into the NFL needing to learn to use their hands. Bosa doesn't. His are powerful and aggressive from the snap of the ball. He's able to use a power bull rush, then convert it to speed, and has a bevy of moves he stacks off that. He's equally strong against the run and is a fluid athlete who can drop off in coverage. He isn't explosive off the edge, but can close the gap to the quarterback in a hurry.
I could see myself playing really anywhere on a defensive line. I've been working standing up, been working on my linebacker drops. So I definitely feel like I'm ready to play in a 3-4 or 4-3. I think I bring the best pass rushers, best defensive linemen in the country. I'm obviously coming to whatever team drafts me to help them win and help them eventually make it to a Super Bowl.
DeForest Buckner looks a lot like former Oregon teammate Eric Armstead, who was the Niners' top pick in 2015. He's huge at 6'7 and 280 and is equally strong and exceptionally athletic. The difference is Buckner is a guy who can chase the passer off the edge with long arms and very good speed, as his production for the Ducks will attest.
I'm one of the best D linemen in this draft. I played in every technique possible, you know, from nose to, you know, rushing outside and in. I can do everything. I can stop the run. I can also rush the passer, which I did a lot better this year and improved this year in the offseason. They can get a complete defensive lineman when they pick me.
Clemson's Shaq Lawson has a look of a Leo with a 6'3", 270-pound frame. He stepped into the void left by Falcons rookie Vic Beasley and responded with 12.5 sacks and 26 tackles for loss. He's thickly built and plays with power at the point of attack. Combined with his instincts and feel for the pass rush, he can play in nearly any scheme.
I'm going to bring a great game of my pass rushing skills that I did at Clemson. And so it's going to help my game out easy when I get to the next level. I can bring a lot of different moves to pass rush. I can spin, beat you off the edge, run past you, and everything.
Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher joins me now for a discussion of pass rushers. And there are some guys who the Jaguars would probably like to have in here this year.
Well, and you would think the name everybody's talking about is Joey Bosa. He seems to be the guy in that top 10 range that can come off the edge and give them what everybody thinks they need, which is that edge rusher. I think the question with Bosa is he the guy that makes the most sense at that spot over the long run? Yes, you need edge rusher right now. But if you like a Miles Jack, if you like a DeForest Buckner in terms of a guy who can give you an entire career, I think that's his dilemma right now.
Ultimately, did the inability to sign that edge rusher in free agency force their hand on a Bosa?
Well.
Or even a Shaq Lawson and reaching for a guy like that?
The consensus on the outside would be yes, that you've got to go get a guy, we need it right now. But if they believe that Fowler Jr. can give them that and they're really thinking about depth at the Leo, then are you looking to go depth there? I think that is really what Dave Caldwell has to answer is, how long do I wait to go get a guy, and do I need a frontline guy right now and I've already got Fowler? I'm not sure he's going to tip his hand. He's not going to tell you. He's not going to tell me.
Right. Well, as he said, there can only be one Leo on the field at any given time. So we've got much more to come leading in the weeks up to the draft here with Jaguars.com and Position Previews.